Good morning. Let us pray. Father, we come to you this morning. Thanks for everything. Thanks for good sleep. Thanks for willingness that you give it to us so that this morning we can come to your house and we have morning prayer. We pray that this moment you can speak to us through the Bible and we can see the glory of God, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I want to share from the book of Ezekiel chapter 1. Let us open our Bible, Ezekiel chapter 1. The first part we read from chapter 1, verse 1. Now it come to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among captivities by the river Chebar, that the heavens were open, and I saw vision of God. Brothers and sisters, the book of Ezekiel was written by Ezekiel. If we read the whole book, we can see that the book of Ezekiel related to one of the most critical periods in the history of Israel. The oracles in the book span a period of 20 years from 593 BC to 571 BC. During this time, the city of Jerusalem was besieged and destroyed. The temple was burned and the monarchy brought to an end. The population of Judah suffered deprivation of war, and many would go into exile. When I try to understand the situation of exile, then I can say that the exile is a picture of no hope. A picture of no hope. So, like someone who leave Hong Kong with one-way ticket, no return ticket. That means they don't know when they come back. They don't know how to come back. They don't know will they come back. So this is the picture of exile. So brothers and sisters, among the people who are brought to the exile is Ezekiel. But the story wants to tell us, although Ezekiel and other people go to the exiles, when human people say the exile is no hope, but when we read the book of Ezekiel, the writer wants to tell us we still have hope. Brothers and sisters, I think same situation with us. For example, when we have a problem, like physical problem, or finance problem, or family problem, and other people can say there is no hope for our problem. But when we come to God, I want to let you know that we still have hope. There is a hope for every believer. That's why I like with the SP t-shirt, if you have the black one, in the t-shirt say, impossible is nothing. Why we can say impossible is nothing? Because we not depend to ourselves. We depend to God, who is Almighty God. In Him, there is a hope for everyone who asks and humble themselves. Now, we see how the writer tried to let us know there is a hope. In verse 1, as Ezekiel say, I was among the captive by the river Chebar, that heavens were opened, and I saw vision of God. Heaven were opened. A simple explanation, when we read this sentence, heaven were opened, we can see two things. The first one is, when heaven is open means there is a punishment. God is the source of blessing and punishment. That means He is the judge. The real judge is the judge who gives punishment and blessing. So when heaven is open, that means the judge is in action. When the judge is in action, he never did wrong. It is true that Jerusalem is under of God's judgment. If we read the Second King, we can see that the judgment start from the king of Hezekiah, and then his son Manasseh, who bring all God people to worship the idol. And then after that, they walk far and far from God. That's why God allowed Babylonia to destroy the Jerusalem and the temple. But in other sense, brothers and sisters, there are some people do not join in the worship of idol. Do they get the judgment from God? Like Ezekiel? Then I can say that Ezekiel is not the one who got judgment. So I can say that when the heaven is open, in one side God throw His judgment, but in another side, God want to throw His blessing for other people. That's why Ezekiel say, I saw the heaven is open. For some people, it is a judgment. For some people, it is a blessing. Today, the same God who sit on the throne always open the heaven to give something as a judgment or as a blessing. Although Ezekiel sit in the midst of the Chebar River, he can see that God opened the heaven to give something for him. Brothers and sisters, River of Chebar is a bad situation, but not for Ezekiel, because he see the heaven is open to give something for him. Today I can see that we live in bad situation. Few weeks ago, if you play stock exchange and you can see how your money is going small, when you buy stock and then the price is going down and going down, your head feels so itchy, because when you see the number is going down and you like set your set like this, oh my goodness, this is my future saving. How can I got married? I already saved this money to make a marriage party, blah, 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 and everything. But the money is going down. We cannot predict any situation. But remember, brothers and sisters, heaven is open to give a blessing for you and in me. Amen, brothers and sisters? Yeah. Now, what kind of blessing that Ezekiel got from the God? In this verse, the blessing is, I saw vision of God. Vision of God. Brothers and sisters, God is, when he worked, he didn't throw the money to you. When he give you a blessing, he just bring you to see him. When you see the God, then there is a hope. I'm so happy. One day before my birthday, 1st of September, I heard this song. Day by the dear Lord, for you treating I pray, to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, and to follow more, to follow you more nearly, day by day. Three things. To see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, and to follow you more nearly. This song reminds me, this is the blessing from God. When we can see God clearly, many problems come because we didn't see God clearly. Many problems come because we don't love God dearly. And many problems come because we don't follow God nearly. So, when I read this verse, I say the blessing is when we can see who is God in our life. Now we try to see who is God from Ezekiel version. I know this is a lot of difficult word in the morning, but when we read the book of Ezekiel, we try to see a movie. So every part from the Bible, when we read, and we need to close our eyes and imagine what kind of picture the Ezekiel tried to let us know. Now, we see the vision from chapter 1, verse 4. Then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it, and radiating out of its midst like the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Also, from within it came the likeness of four living creatures. Remember the word four living creatures. So, Ezekiel saw something like four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of man. Each one has four faces, and each one has four wings. Their legs were straight, and the sole of their feet were like soles of calf's feet. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze, and the hands of a man were under their wing on their four sides, and each of the four had face and wing. Their wing touched one another, and the creature did not turn when they went, but each one went straight forward. Verse 10, as for the likeness of their face, each face, the face of a man, each of four head, the face of a lion on the right side, each of the forehead, the face of an ox on the left side, and each of the forehead the face of an eagle. So this is the first vision. I try to write, I say that the first vision is four living creatures. Four living creatures, the face is like a man, and then after that, like a lion, and then ox, and then eagle. So usually, we call this is an angel, but I didn't say this is an angel, because this is just the first vision. We haven't talked the second vision. So sometimes the vision is like this. When we show something, the first appearance gives us new impression. But after we walk nearly, then we can say, oh, no, this is like that. And then after we walk more closely, then we can see clearly. So Ezekiel, when he saw this vision, oh, I saw four living creature, where most of the people understand this vision is an angel. But I didn't say this is an angel. Why? We need to continue the vision. After he showed this vision, we read verse 13. As for the likeness of the living creature, their appearance was like burning coals of fire. Now, the vision is changed. Changed means more clear for him. The first time for living creature, now the vision changed, become burning coals of fire. After see four sides of the creature, now when he closed again, four sides of fire. Burning coals of the fires is the symbol of the holiness of God. So Ezekiel see the holiness of God who run to everywhere. Remember, brothers and sisters, I said in the introduction of this message, heaven is open and then the judgment is going down. The judgment is talking about the holiness of God. So God is judged everywhere to show his holiness to every human life. But the vision is not only the judgment. We see from verse 16. The appearance of the wheels and their walking was like the color of beryl, and all four had the same likeness. The appearance of their walking was as it were a wheel in the midst of a wheel. Now, the vision is changed again. After see four creation, like a burning coal, now like a wheel. A wheel is something always move to everywhere. If the fire is talking about the judgment, though, and the wheel is talking about something who always move to bless the people of God. Now he tried to understand what else. And then Ezekiel saw, we read verse 26, and above the firmament over their head was the likeness of a throne, and it appearance like a sapphire stone, and the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above. Starting from four creatures, chained to the fire, and then the wheel. And then now he saw only one person. only one person who sit on the throne. And who is that person? That person is Jesus, brothers and sisters. Jesus come to Ezekiel to show himself to the Ezekiel. That's why at verse 28, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud of a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Like a lion, start from four creatures and then finish with a conclusion, the glory of the God. So, what kind of vision did Ezekiel see? She see the glory of God. Now, brothers and sisters, we need to understand that this vision is very important for Ezekiel because he is the priest. In his situation, the glory of God only in the temple. Now, he is not in the temple. He is in the river of Chedar. Although he is in the river of Chedar, he can see the glory of God. What, this is a blessing for him? Yes. That means the glory of God is not in the temple, but the glory of God is everywhere. The glory of the God is always with everybody who believes and trusts with him. This is what he sees. Oh, brothers and sisters, this 2 weeks I have so many problems. But when I read this version, I say, thanks God. The glory of God also in the midst of my problem. The glory of God also go with me to face this problem. The glory of God give me the hope that I believe after this I can see the rainbow because I work with God who always show his glory through our life. So this is the vision of Ezekiel, brothers and sisters, to see God. Then today I want to let you know that the glory of God is not only in this sanctuary, but the glory of God is always go with you. Trust him. Put your problem to him. And then don't forget, just walk with the vision. I don't know what is your problem this morning. Ezekiel is among the people who are brought out from Jerusalem to Babylonia. He is in exiles, the place where people say no hope. But in the place where the people say no hope, he see the glory of God. I want you and me this morning, we close our eyes and we see the glory of God also in the midst of us. Let us pray. Let us see the God who sit on the throne. See the glory of God. Exiles is the place there is no hope. But Ezekiel saw the heaven is open and he saw the vision of God. He saw the glory of God. I believe the same vision also come to us this morning. When you face a lot of problem in your life, remember that heaven is open. You can see the glory of God, who always work with you and walk with you. Just change your sight from the world to Him, and you can see and find Him, and you can get the glory of God. Kim will lead us in praise and worship this morning. He will help us to see the glory of God through our worship.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, and all the earth rejoices, all the earth rejoices. He wraps himself in light, and darkness strives to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Is our God. with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Let us invite God and His glory also come to our family, to our friend who are suffering in many physical weakness. When God is coming and He show His glory, every weakness, every sickness will kick away. We bring our friend, family, church member who are in physical problem, come to Him. We pray that they also can see the glory of God so that they have hope. Usually we pray so that they can heal, but this morning we want to change our prayer. We pray that they can see the glory of God so that they have hope. With the hope, they can recover. They have power to overcome their physical fitness. We bring the list of the name into God's hand. We pray that they can see the glory of God and they can bring hope to cover, to overcome their weakness. Salvation is coming when every people see the glory of God. That's why in the midst of the weakness, we pray that our brother, friend, and family can see the glory of God. We pray that God open their eyes to see God so they can see the salvation of Christ come to their life. The last, we also pray for brothers and sisters who are seeking new job. Now we change our prayer. We pray for them to seek God first. Like Matthew 6:33. Seek thy kingdom first, and God will give the rest. So when our friend, brothers and sisters seek God, and God will give the best for him, for them. Today is Friday. We have some list of prayer requests. We pray for SPSG. We pray that God will give the best place for the worship. Also for SP Indonesia, as you know that we need to leave a community center by the end of this year. But thanks God, we found a new place. It is at Kosbebe with a reasonable cost. God provide a new one for us. We pray that in this few weeks, we can fix everything and then we can make agreement so that SPIN can start new season, go to Kosbebe. The reason we go to Kosbebe because Kosbebe is the central of Indonesian domestic helper, especially in Sunday. That means we go deeply to reach Indonesian people. Please pray so that in the time of this transition, we can make it smoothly. Yeah. Also pray for mission committee. They have a lot of responsible to do. Local outreach, Friday evening activity, and the last house church activity tonight. Father, thank you for giving us new vision this morning. Thank you because you open our eyes to see your glory, Father. This is a big blessing for us, and we will face our day by seeing you, and we believe that you always walk with us. Thank you, Father. At the same time, we pray for PSAM, who are in Shanghai, and he will return tomorrow. We pray for safety flight, and then can enjoy the conference, and then can get new vision from you in leading our church, Father. Thank you, Father. We put our life into your hand, and please always walk with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.